Root Insurance is all about you and how you drive. In fact, that's the number one factor we use to give you a better price, which puts you in control. Just download the Root app, hit the road, and we'll take care of the rest. The app measures your driving behavior and gives you a custom rate based primarily on your driving. The better you drive, the better your rate. It's car insurance made for you. Visit joinroot.com today to get started. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
We're still back.
We're going to get used to this.
Yeah,
So, this is episode 59.
Yeah.
Of the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast. I'm Mikey.
I'm Randy.
And this is Why Do Millennials Fall in Love?
Yeah. We kind of did a play off the Why Do Fools Fall in Love song and movie.
Oh, I thought this was based off of A-Marie.
Does she have a song like that?
Yeah, it's like, why do we fall in love? No?
No.
It was like Mad Airy. It was sampled by 2 Chainz and Ariana Grande recently.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
Actually, I could be bullshit. It could be a sample from some older something. I just don't know. I know A-Marie because.
Well, I like her.
Yes.
She just had a baby. Maybe just is. Like,
oh, damn. It's too late for me now. But, I ain't trying to be stepdad.
Disrespectful. You got a whole child. Anyway.
She needs siblings from somebody else.
From somebody else. Go ahead. Mikey, I don't want us to edit that out.
All right.
Come on.
Right here. I was leaving the space. Okay. If you enjoyed the first of our indie episodes, please let us know.
Yeah.
Because by this point, you guys would have heard.
One.
Yeah.
Mikey's. Mine. Yeah.
So if you think it's a terrible idea, let us know now before you hear Randy's. And we won't record them ever again. But if you liked it, let me know.
I don't know if we're never not going to record them, but.
Never not.
Maybe only Patreon will get it. Patreon get a lot of episodes. Come on, public.
Nah, come on. Nah,
come on, the public.
It's for the pub.
Okay.
Any questions you want to submit or feedback you want to give is much appreciated. Obviously, I need more questions to answer more foolishness so I can be more stupid and get more into my bag when I do more episodes.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, y'all. Before we get started, be sure to check out our website, www.blackmillennialmarriage.com.
We are now available on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Podcasts.
Everywhere you get your podcasts.
Rate us. 5 stars, please. Now, I've seen a little 4 star go up a little bit on Apple. Don't do that. Don't do that. And if you do rate us 4 stars, at least say why. Are you one of those people that don't believe people can really do 5 star work?
Because we do.
Because we really do.
Follow us on social media, on Instagram. What are we, baby?
Black Millennial Marriage.
On Facebook.
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
And Twitter.
@_the_Chapmans.
Leave us a voicemail at 770-750-4098.
Again, that's 770-750-4098.
And your voicemail may be featured on a future episode.
Just like this one.
All right. We got some listener feedback we want to share?
We do. So we actually have an email, but I'm saving that for my love story.
Okay.
And we have a voicemail that we're about to play right now, this second. And we hope you
enjoy.
Hey, Mikey and Randy. My name is Kashina Winston, and I am calling from Little Rock, Arkansas. This is my first time calling in, but I'm in the process of listening to episode 56, and I just had to stop and pause and give you guys a call because you guys are absolutely awesome. I love you guys' podcast. I listen to you guys regularly every week. Whenever I get my episodes, I'm not a Patreon supporter, but I do listen to you guys faithfully, and I just love you guys. You guys are absolutely awesome. But this episode hit home for me. I am the mom to a 3-year-old and a 9-year-old, and I felt like this episode was directed towards me because I felt like this on so many occasions, good mom, bad wife. Because oftentimes you get so mixed up in doing what you are supposed to do for your children that you forget about your husband. And we've had conversations about this. My husband and I have had conversations about this all the time. And it just never, to me, seems like I'm doing enough or I feel like I'm leaving someone out. Or I don't know. And I don't know if any of this is going to make sense because I stepped away from my desk with my son, who is here with me today. My older son, who's here with me today at work, and because I was in tears, and I was like, oh gosh, I got to get up from my desk because I'm crying. And so I just wanted to say that you guys are awesome, and just keep doing what you're doing. You are an absolute blessing to myself and a lot of other couples that are married. It's just kind of good to hear someone's voice that actually feels the way that you feel without actually physically knowing you guys. I feel like I know you guys, but I don't. But it just feels like you guys are like my best friends in my head. And so this episode is absolutely awesome. I have like 46 minutes left, but I just have to get up and come and say that you guys are awesome. And I love you guys so much. And thank you so much for everything that you do for these young couples, including myself out here that's married and just trying to figure this whole married thing out. So I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for all of the efforts that you put into this podcast. We can tell that you absolutely love what you're doing, and we love you guys for it. Thank you. You guys have a great break. I'm kind of sad about the break, but have a great break, and I'll see you guys in September.
Now check it out. Now look, the apple don't fall far from trees, right? I'm in the land of milk and honey with the bees, like. And if I'm ripping it, what I'm sowing with my seeds, like. Now check it out.
Thank you so Thank much, you. Kashina.
So much. That was really nice.
It was.
She said she was from Arkansas. Which
you always why?
No, because that was a big thing for me. I was why? Like, oh, because I didn't know that people lived in Arkansas. So big up Little Rock.
Thank you.
Thank you for your feedback. That was obviously a rough episode.
Yeah, it
for
was.
Us. Like not like it's hard to talk, but it was just emotional. It was
It was, and we needed to do it, and we're really happy that it was received well, because it was, I feel like, our more emotional one, because there were actual tears, and not just.
Yeah, Randy cried. And it
so
was.
Did you. You're not about to. Anyway, I'm not ashamed.
I am. Why? Also not ashamed. I feel no shame. I used to have it. Now it's like.
Well, thank you again. It is a struggle. We all trying to figure it out, and I really appreciate you pointing out that it sounds like we love podcasting with each other.
Because we really do.
We do. And I'm happy that that translates well. Because I know that if it didn't, y'all would let us know. Be like, what's wrong with y'all?
And also, you're not alone. Yeah. It's nice to know that we're not.
Yeah. That's what keeps us going.
Yeah. So if you say that you and other people like this, then I guess we'll keep this shit up.
I guess.
Until y'all give up.
Y'all get right. All right. So,
all right, love.
It's on you, babe.
Okay, let's get into it. This is episode 59 of the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast. Why do millennials fall in love? This episode is brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/BMM and browse the unmatched selection of audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/BMM to get started today. If you need some book recommendations, I got you. Pimp by Iceberg Slim and The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen R. Covey. Pimps is a book that I was supposed to read a very long time ago that I never got to finish for a lot of reasons. It's supposed to be a very compelling story with a million different life lessons in it. Check it out. Not glorifying pimps. Just heard it was a great story. But again, you don't have to download these selections. Audible content includes an unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more from leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, and entertainers. So, to download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/BMM. Again, that's audibletrial.com/BMM for your free audiobook.
Good job, babe.
Thank you.
All right.
I be trying.
You do.
In this episode, we are going to talk about... What are we talking about, baby?
A conversation inspired by a message we got on Facebook. You're so lazy. I don't know how you did that.
My eyes went cross-eyed behind the microphone.
Bless your heart. On Facebook from a listener who wanted to know why we got married and why, in her experience, millennials don't want to. We've actually kind of sort of done something like this with episode 3 with Who the Fuck Did I Marry?
Mm-hmm.
But it was mostly the newlywed game, so we thought we'd do a refresher. But it was just we were like, and she asked us to do an episode about it, and we were like, okay.
Yeah, let's this is going to be in a completely different context, though.
Yeah. So after that, we're going to wrap it up with the fight or flight and end it off with some always appreciated PDA.
But before we get into all of that, Randy,
I do
have our love story.
I do.
This week. And again, she cheated and she pulled from emails.
There is no cheating.
There's cheating.
If it's done right. Mm. That's not what I meant to say. There is no cheating.
Oh, shit. Oh, that sounds horrible when you think about it.
I'm not talking about in relationships.
Marital cheating can be done if you do it right.
Lord, what?
What lessons you giving the listeners?
Anyway, this love story is from Delisha Durden. She's actually a Patreon supporter, and she emailed us a while ago. We were actually on break, so that's why I'm reading it now. Mm-hmm. So, she gave us permission to read her story, and yeah. So, she says, I know y'all are asking for love stories and fight or flights, and I'm comfortable enough to share.
Thanks, Delisha.
Yeah. So, I met the hubby, Ryan, when he was 16, and I was 19. We are 2.5 years apart. I knew his sister because we played ball together in high school, so I knew of him. He ended up applying to Sonic Drive-In, where I was the hiring manager. I didn't even interview him. I was just like, I know your sister, I'm going to hire you, and you better not suck, or I will have to fire you.
This sounds like it could get really inappropriate.
Networking. Like a year later, we still worked there, and I forgot that he was there. We started hanging with some of the same people and got to know each other better. I found out that he is very mature for his age and that he was chasing after some little white girl who was stringing him along.
Oh, no.
One day at work, me and a good friend were talking about how we hadn't had oral in a while. Oh, no. And we're laughing and joking about it.
This was at Sonic? So niggas is just chilling in the drive-thru.
Talking about oral sex, yeah.
Last time you got hit.
When this bold nigga comes up and looks me dead in my eye and said, I'll do it. First off, I was shocked. That's some shit you would do, Mike.
That is absolutely some shit I would do.
Second, I
shout out to Ryan, bro. You a room. Good.
Second, I didn't think he was serious. And third, he was a baby. What's the age of consent? Ain't it 16? He grown? No?
Randy.
Anyway.
Oh, she's 2 years older.
Yeah, she's 19. Okay. She was 19 at the time.
Girl.
So I laughed and went about working. And later that shift, he comes back and says he was serious. So now I have a dilemma. Do I let him run the cheeks or do I keep my distance?
Jesus Christ. I tell you one thing. After I do give you head, like, you can't even manage me at work no more. Like, I don't want to hear shit about clocking in on time. You make sure my time's straight. Like, nah, dead ass, I'm going to leverage. I would have held that over her head.
Mikey.
Nah, for real. Dead ass, like, I would have been extorting Delisha.
Run the cheeks.
Clock me in on Wednesday. I ain't showing up.
I keep him at a distance and respectfully decline. I told him I needed time to think about it.
So naturally, she fed that nigga.
And spoke with some friends about it. As war came out, he wanted someone to teach him because he was a virgin.
Oh.
It wasn't his senior year of high school and didn't want to go to college a virgin.
We are not laughing at your
story. No, we're really not.
We're laughing with your story.
This is so great. As we know.
Okay.
I agree.
Wait, he was a virgin in high school?
Mikey, people were. I was. There are other people who were. Fair.
Where are they from? Arkansas?
No.
No, it's from, go ahead. Just keep going.
And I scroll to look for it. Jesus Christ. Okay. As we know, I agree. And the first time changed my life. LMAO. I till this day believe he lied about being a virgin.
Probably did.
We ended up spending every day together.
Can't trust them Ryans.
My dad was stop.
Wait, he probably one of them. Hey, head ain't sex. So yeah, I'm still a virgin.
My dad was currently deployed, but he would come over my parents' house and play Wii with my mom. She fell in love with him. My cousin was staying at my parents, and she pulled me aside and was like, "Lily, you like him." I was like, "Fuck, I do. He's a little boy." But she was right. I was falling for him. Fast forward, and we have officially been dating for a few months, and my family's tradition would be to go get ice cream on Sundays after church. I decided to bring him some, and one of his aunts was at his dad's house and wanted to meet me, so I obliged. Worst decision of my life. It started out well with pleasantries. How do you know my nephew? Why are you bringing him ice cream? Then in the convo, I said something about going to college, because I was currently enrolled at the community college. And she was like, wait a minute, how old are you?
Oh,
me.
No.
19. Her whole demeanor changed. Do you know he is 17 and he is in high school?
And you're a cradle robber?
Why are you preying on him?
Oh,
if
no.
this were my house, you wouldn't be standing on this porch right now. Blew us the fuck away. We were so shocked. Of course I ended up leaving. Ryan keeps apologizing, and I told him right then and there that I am never meeting any more of his family. He ended up calling his dad later, and his dad cussed her out. But I didn't know till later. I went home and cried to my mom, and she was like, girl, you are an adult. If someone is disrespectful to you, you do not have to sit there and take it. I give you permission to go the fuck off on anybody who treats you like that. I love my mama.
Great parenting.
Anywho, that is our story. We are going on 4 years of marriage and we have been together for over 10 years. That's the love of my life.
Aw.
That was a good story.
That's funny. I used to feel bad about dating you because you were younger.
Mikey, we are a year.
I know. It's a year and a half.
And apart. Exactly.
Still, I remember age just being a real big thing when we were younger. Like, you're not supposed to talk to girls.
I
mean,
I
wasn't
12 when you was.
I know. You were 12 when I was 14.
Mikey, I was 13. For 6 months, we are literally technically 2 years apart.
That's what I'm
saying. For 6 months.
But there's a time period is all I'm saying. I don't think there's anything wrong with 2 years, personally. Like, that's not even like a bit. 1917 to me is like.
I guess it depends on where you are. Like, if you're in eighth grade and this person's in sixth grade, it's different. If you're in eighth grade and this person's a sophomore in high school, that's 2 years. No?
Technically.
Like, I feel like.
Freshman, they technically.
I feel like it matters depending on where you both are in life.
Got you.
So, if this was a middle school, high school story, nah.
But high school senior and college freshman.
Right.
I see no issue with that.
I mean, that's what happens.
That's crazy. I'm glad that y'all are still together. Yes. I'm glad that y'all survived the lie that he told you about him being a virgin. I thought about lying to Randy about that, but she knew everything. Like, I couldn't even run that game on her.
You tried to lie and say that you had only been one person.
I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. Then I was like, I can't bullshit you. Because you would have called it after it. Yes. Yeah. I'd be like, ah.
Why are you always lying?
It's easier.
My indie episode coming, y'all. Anyway. Yeah.
I love you.
So thank you again, Delisha, for that love story. It was entertaining and I enjoyed sharing it.
Do y'all still revisit the Sonic? Let us know if you did anything in the Sonic. Because I was telling Randy about that Popeyes meme with the girl behind the counter and how that's like originally from like a really old porn. Anyway.
I've never seen it. I didn't know it. I thought it was the girl from the Marta bus acting.
Did Sonic let y'all go for y'all inappropriate work relationship? These are the questions I have.
Jesus Christ.
Love you, Delisha. Shout out to you, Ryan.
Right. Okay.
All right. Lord.
Thank y'all again. All right, babe. It's on you.
All right. Our main topic.
Yes.
Why are or aren't millennials getting married?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I hear this question. It's the same old reason, but I would talk about it from my personal experience. And I've really been asking people, and I think that their responses have been really interesting. Like people at GA.
Oh, okay.
And just people who I've come in contact with.
We're not doing that first, are we?
No.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering. Okay.
Of, like, what we're going to get to. So let's start with the backstory. What was the listener's message?
I don't know if she gave me like permission to read it. I don't think we ever actually discussed that. But her message was concerning her own relationship and just wondering why he seemed to not be ready. Why he, you know, they have a life together. They have a house, but they aren't yet married. And so she was wondering why. And she's ready, but he doesn't seem to be ready. And then it turned into, you know, like, why are millennials not getting married, in your opinion? And why did you and Mikey get married?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how it came about, the question.
Got you. And when we first spoke about it, we talked about why we got married from, like, based off of our, like, family histories.
Yeah.
This time I'm going to go a little deeper, I guess. So
okay. Well,
So from your point, why did you get married? Not to me, but why did you get married?
I think it is the same with what I've said before, because that really is the core reason about why I got married. But I had a vision of a family.
Mm-hmm.
And that family, actually, I didn't. I never really thought I'd get married.
That's what I was about. I was like, where are you going with this?
I actually never thought I would ever get married at all. Maybe I have a black cat. You know, I don't know. I didn't think I would actually have a family. I didn't start considering having a family until we started dating.
Mm-hmm.
And then I studied abroad and I got back. And then, you know, we got our life together. And I was like, oh, I can do this. You know, and you propose. So, like, I kind of, what's the word? Grew into the idea of marriage.
Stumbled upon.
Yeah. And it wasn't because I didn't like marriage. I enjoyed when my parents were married, when it was healthy and loving and not, like, traumatic. And when it wasn't, I was just like, oh, this is just their marriage. It didn't traumatize me to think that everybody's marriage is like this. It was more just like, they just don't need to be married, you know? So, because I could see in a lot of cases that it was good for like the family and the children and everybody. But I eventually decided to get married or wanted to be married when I was loved correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I enjoy being with you. And so I got married. And then I developed like this vision, like I said, of a family. And our family, I was married. And I always told you that I wouldn't have kids outside of marriage. And so anything you wanted to do past sex was going, it wasn't going to happen until I got, until I got married. And not engaged for 50 years.
That's funny.
But married.
I was like, we can't just shack up if for you a nice want, little 13.
If you want more things with me, sir, because that was my vision. I just had a vision. And I think when marriage is done, you know, right, in terms of what you and your spouse have agreed to and you honor that, and it's beautiful, it's supposed to elevate you mm-hmm. and uplift you and be healthy for you. And I think that for us, for me, that's definitely our marriage.
I think I agree with you.
And that's why I got married.
I think to add on to your point, it's important that like those things align, like your reasons for getting right. married should be the same. And that's one of the things, like, you didn't have to fight me on anything. Like, ooh, if you want this, you got to marry me. I was like, well, I was going to do that shit anyway because I want, you know, like, I want
the same things. Yes.
There was that. I got married for two reasons.
Okay.
The cons of single life and the pros of married life.
Mike, okay, indulge me. What are these cons?
The cons of single life?
Yes, I would like to know. You either drop all of them. To be honest,
just the games.
Okay.
I'm tired thinking about it now. And I ain't been single in forever. It's a lot to do. It's a lot to keep up with, playing a field, trying to manage people's emotions, trying to build relationships, trying to put yourself out there, it's exhausting. It's exhausting. I won't even.
And some of the stuff we hear from our single friends and single family members about the shit they go through.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to say right
here. Don't get
here.
Me wrong. There are pros. Like I said, there are pros and cons to both.
Yes.
I just focused on the cons of being single.
So that you don't.
And the pros of being married as to why, what I should be doing with my life. Because ultimately, that's what I wanted. We're from Atlanta.
Yes.
Where all disease were invented. it seems like we have two or three CDC buildings.
Yeah.
Yet. Ain't nobody down here cured of shit.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. And it's just the risk you run in dating out here. Like, just people are just not safe. No matter how careful you are, it's not difficult to catch something. That was one reason. Like, I lived my entire life and had sexual partners and never caught nothing because God is good.
All the time. And all the time, God is good.
It's just too much. Honestly, I realized that I just really wanted to make connection and like stick with one person. So that led me to like the pros of marriage. With marriage, you have a partnership. Like a real one. It is a partnership that you build with somebody. I wanted to like build with somebody. And I started really looking at like who I knew that I would even be remotely interested in building with or whether or not I had to like seek that elsewhere.
Right.
And it was kind of obvious. It's like, I'll go with that little nerdy girl.
That's between me and a second wife.
No. It was about six of y'all. I was like,
he did have a list. Y'all.
I wrote it out. I was like, all right. Well, I wrote the list for a couple of reasons. I created a list of all the women who I was ever into, had relations with, or anything. For one, I was going to have to cut all of them off.
Yeah.
Two, I was going to have to like let them know where we stand. Because some people I like left on the hook in case I ever wanted to get pussy again. Like, that just was what it was. Like, if I ever need to double hook? Back, yeah, it was like four of them.
But I'm envisioning like a hook and like people being hung on it. Not like in a
no, Texas like a, chainsaw like tethered
way.
To me.
Oh, like you know, I get it, but like the vision that I had. Go ahead, babe.
Nah, it's more like a bungee cord. Like if I yank it, that bitch, you're going to bounce back.
Bungee cord.
With the hook on the end.
My indie episode is coming, y'all.
Did you mention it?
Yes. I mentioned your foolishness.
Really?
Go ahead. It was a question someone asked.
I love you. So yeah, in case I needed them to bounce back or they could pull me and let me know when they was done. Fucking, you know, but it wasn't right. And so I made that list so I know who to never talk to again or who to make sure, you know, this is where we are.
Okay.
But ultimately, it was always you. It just was.
I know.
I remember when we were younger, your mom used to say like some cocky shit. Like, you can't compete with a Scott woman. Some shit like that. And I think that's how she was trying to like convince you that like you had nothing to worry about when it came to like.
I think she was trying to tell you. I don't think it was really about convincing
me. I knew what it was. I was like, comparatively speaking, y'all are the shit. Like, it is what it is. I was like, I can't really complain. Like, she's not wrong. I was like, but I got to humble you.
What? Like, you're stupid.
So I really had to think about it. I really did. And it's just one of the things I'll never regret in life is choosing you to be married to. I couldn't do this with anybody else.
Yeah, I know.
And I won't.
Yeah. And I think that's something that's really important to stress is it was an active choice on both our parts. Mm-hmm. Like, you had to choose. I had to choose. I went out here like you. But I had traveled. I had studied abroad. I was like, oh, Mikey's not the only good man out here.
Yes, I am.
If I really need to, I can leave the country. And I already know I can stay over there somewhere for at least 4 months without any problems.
They was just going to get you pregnant.
All I know is...
You was going to be one of
I really had to also consider... Shut up. I really had to also consider that, you know, I had to ask myself, was I settling for Mikey just because he was like the only good dude I'd ever come across?
Were you?
No. But I didn't realize that I actually had asked myself that question until... college.
Okay.
I had to consider, you know, like, well, am I staying with you because this is really, you know, this is developing something that was really easy. It feels very familiar. You're the only dude, you know, I trust you. You're the only dude over here that's really good. Or do I honestly, real life, really want to be with you? And I was like, yeah, I actually choose Mikey. And I remember at one point I was nervous that that wasn't the case. And I just like cried. I was with Zabia, who you know. From when I was abroad, mm-hmm. We're sitting at breakfast, and I'm like, oh my God, am I with Mikey because I'm with Mikey, or am I with Mikey because I'm afraid to be with somebody else? And that was like a very pivotal question for me. Mm. Then I realized I was with you because I wanted to be.
That's real.
So yeah, it's an active ass choice. All right, baby, go ahead.
Interesting.
I told you this.
No, you have told me that. It's just every time you say it, I get sad again real
Why?
Quick. Because I be thinking that for a minute you was like, nah, fuck that nigga. But
I didn't.
You didn't.
We have a child.
We do.
I live with you.
You do.
I am married to you.
We are.
Oh.
That don't mean nothing to some people, so it's just nice to know that you, like, still want me.
Okay.
Why people are getting married.
Whew.
So we're each going to do two things each, two reasons each why we feel like people are getting married.
People especially are, like, millennials.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So your first one, what you think?
Oh, I think that people aren't getting married. My first reason is it's hard / it takes a level of courage that ain't for the faint of heart. Like, I couldn't imagine being single listening to some of our episodes. I can't imagine. And I can imagine being like, yeah, no, I don't know if I want. Marriage is hard. Like,
marriage
I think
is
that
hard.
When you drop like the Instagram pictures and the highlight reel and you down in like the dirt. In the trenches, especially when you're not having the best day and your spouse want to talk, or you're not having the best day with your spouse, then you really just like, if I kill him, could I create an infinity stone that could turn back time and I wouldn't do time? Like, you just, marriage ain't.
This is where your mind goes? Is this really where your mind goes? Because if that's the case, you should seek counseling.
I do seek counseling. My mind doesn't go here all the time, but I think that marriage really is hard. And I think that there are people out there who understand that. Either they see that in their relationships they know who are married. I didn't say that right. Either they see that with like relationships they know, people who are married, mm-hmm. parents, grandparents, their favorite aunt or something. It's just like, this is hard work. This is a long time to be monogamous if that's what you choose, to be with somebody forever. No matter what, they get sick, they get cancer. Like, you're supposed to be here. Even if you find somebody else attractive, you know, like, that's it. You know, that's a lot. That's a lot.
When you put it like that.
I think that people aren't getting married because it really is a commitment. And I saw something online. Somebody was like, people are relationship. They want to be in a relationship, but they don't want to be committed. So, and it is a commitment. You have to literally honor your word all the time, even when you don't feel like it. And that shit is hard. And it sucks when it's like hard to do. And so I think that's people are just like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
It's hard.
That leads me to
And there's
to
no
mind,
really incentive to like do hard things.
It really isn't.
Unless you love that person, like that person, and are, and I guess building something, or I don't even know. I don't even know. Sometimes there's no incentive to do hard work and you just do it because you promised that you would. All right. How about
no,
you?
That leads into mine.
Okay.
It's a bad contract.
Wait, you skipped one.
I know. That was what you said.
Oh, okay.
It's a bad contract. I'm trying to explain what I was trying to say. When you sign a contract, you are making a deal that's supposed to be like mutually beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's not, it's over. Or it's like for a short period of time, then it's done.
Okay.
Marriage is a lifelong contract.
Yes.
In which there is no guarantee that you're going to receive any of the shit you signed up for.
Right.
You don't often get rewarded for your efforts in the way that you would like.
All the time.
You're in constant renegotiations during.
People are always changing.
And it's never the same as what it was when it first started.
Nope.
That's a bad contract.
I don't think it's bad.
No, bad meaning I signed this and this is what I'm expecting. This is what I'll be like. It's not linear. Marriage is like all over.
But that truth is in the vows, like through sickness and health.
It is. It's just that conjure, like, what you're saying. It's so vague.
It is
covers
vague.
So many things. Yeah. You don't know what the hell sickness and health means.
You don't.
Our finances was sick as fuck. That wasn't what I signed up for. I was like, ooh, if she get cancer, I'm there.
Yeah.
I don't think you were thinking, oh, if that nigga bank account catch the flu and it's just low. Like it's just different.
Yeah.
It is
very vague.
And it's hard to be like, okay, I accept that. I'll take all of that I don't know is about to come my way. Because some people like that. Oh, I know what to expect. This is what I'll be getting. It's like you said, they want a relationship, but they don't want
a commitment.
A commitment. With commitment means I got to accept all your shit.
Yeah.
A relationship means, all right, you know, I can figure out what I want to do and don't do right now. Like, it's just kind of, it's looser.
Yeah.
I don't do that. I don't get to do that. It's like, no, I accept whatever I get and I work with what I get and I signed up for this shit. And I accepted that on the front end. This was before I proposed to you. Yeah. I was like, I got to be willing to do this with the person. Can I do this with her? No. Can I do this with her? Fuck no. Mm-hmm. Can I do this with her? If I'm questioning it, I can't do it.
Right.
Can I do this with her? Yeah. Can you really do it? I was asking myself this question like 50 fucking times before I got this ring. It was real.
Yeah.
And when I got it, it had to be a clear, definitive yes. And that's when I approached your family. But like, I can do that. I will take her in all seasons, no matter what, forever.
Yeah.
That's scary.
As hell.
I wasn't nervous on my wedding day. I wasn't nervous when I proposed to you in the way that like, oh, I don't want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
My nerves came from hunger and exhaustion. And like, because of all the thoughts that I went through, and you talked about this before, like when a dude proposes, he had all his time to like figure out what he wants to do. And he's like, good.
He's sure.
I wasn't sure that you were sure.
Yeah.
And that's when my nerves came. I was like, damn, I've done all of this and I know. But like, what if she don't?
Yeah, because patriarchy sets it up. The men get all this time to choose and to hunt and all that toxic shit, and women gotta be like on the spot, yes or no, you ready? Because it's a song we've been thinking about this for
I
so
like
long.
More I love the videos where the woman like, well, let me think about it, or
because that's real.
But I don't think you should propose until you know what the answer gonna be,
right? But you
and
but
while
you,
I knew you just
still
never
nervous.
Know
yeah
you know?
I get it, yeah I do.
But as far as that, it's just it's a contract. So me and you signed this paper for the government.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to be getting some tax breaks. I don't know what that means. But we also included God in mm-hmm. this contract. He ain't signed the paper, but we knew he was part of it, right?
Right. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So we got like a whole bunch of parties involved in like what this
the family,
is.
Yeah.
And it's just, I could see how some people would be like, ooh,
that's a lot.
I'm going to just Jim Jones and Chrissy this shit out for life. We just going to walk around married, dead ass. I might propose to you a couple times. We going to get each other a ring or whatever. But like, let's just keep this thing loose.
Yeah.
I get it. Sometimes there's nothing appealing about marriage. Uncertainty. And marriage is uncertain. That's why a lot of them end in divorce.
That's why I say it takes courage. You got to have some courage.
Yeah.
And know yourself.
And I personally think that that's smart if there are people who are looking at it that way. Because if you can't handle the shit, you shouldn't do it.
Absolutely.
People who just like jump into it, they're like, oh, wait, like, this is too much. Let me back out.
And that goes into my point, my second point.
What?
I think that people aren't millennials and people aren't getting married because they're not willing to settle / pressure.
That's fair.
So a lot of people say, oh, he's not ready, or he says he's not ready, or she says he's not ready. I honestly think you should believe them. If someone is outwardly saying, I ain't ready to get married, I really think you should believe them.
Yeah, they're like, cool.
I think we're also at an age or era where people aren't willing to settle for. People have a vision of marriage that they want, and they're not willing to accept that they can't achieve it or obtain it. But I think the caveat is, I don't think people realize you have to work for what you want in your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that, no one's just going to marry somebody to get married. People are getting pregnant and are getting married because they, you know, I ain't marrying this nigga. Like, that's real.
To add on to that, back when marriage, when you know, back in what, 60s, 70s, like people was marrying whoever was in their neighborhood, like whoever was around, like whoever you exposed to. And as millennials, we have access to just more people in general because of technology. Like, I don't know. Some people, you know, I may have found my soulmate in China or something. Like, you never, like you never know. And because of that, I think as millennials, because we have so many options is another thing. Like, I ain't about to deal with your shit.
Right.
If I don't have to.
And you
there's
don't
somebody
have
else.
To, y'all. You don't. Really don't.
But again, back then, you kind of had to.
Right.
Like, if this is the coolest nigga in the neighborhood, this is just who I got to deal with. Like, this is just what you have. It's an access thing.
Yeah, it is. So we also do have more access to other things, and there is some pressure to get married, and I think that people feel kind of like you, Mike, when it comes to authority for men back in the day. You saw an authority figure, and maybe he was worthy of like that, but because you weren't really dealing with dudes or men, you'd be like, nah, you know, people mm-hmm. get the pressure, and there's like a instant defense mechanism against getting married. And there is pressure for a lot of people, especially I was watching something on Instagram, and I wish I knew what it was, but she was talking about how, I think it was a show, but she was talking about how all our life, women are told, girls and women are told, don't get pregnant, babies ruin your life, you know, you're a horrible person if you're a teenage mother and you're fast and you're loose. And then when it gets to like the appropriate time, in quotes, to get pregnant in your 30s and whatever.
Like, what's taking so long?
It's taking so long because fertility changes and no one's talking about it. Right. And it's so much pressure. And you went from never get pregnant, no, you're a bad girl if you do, to why aren't you a mom? And I think that's the same case with like, it's similar to marriage. Like, slow down and life is so and so and do what you want. But also, oh, you ain't married? You got how many boyfriends? Like, it's just
that's
like,
what I'm saying. Like, there's always people on two different sides of it. You can't please everybody. Right. Is ultimately what it comes down to. If you don't get married till you're 50, then don't get married till you're 50. If that's just what, if it works for you.
Yeah.
At that point.
But I think that's the reason why people aren't getting married. They're not willing to settle, and it's just too much pressure, and no one, and it's pressure from people who aren't happily married. Like, you telling me to get engaged and to get married, but is your marriage okay?
It's not. You just kind of want to be married friends.
Or not even
you don't want to feel alone. I don't know who I was working with. This is forever ago. Like, ooh, like you and your girlfriend should hang with us because y'all are a better girlfriend and boyfriend than we are at this point. And I kind of just want that energy around me. I don't know who it was. I was working
with
somebody.
They said this to us? To me. You?
Yes. They was like, ooh, y'all want to like go on a double date? Like, you know, you kind of want to like shift your own energy so you want somebody else to change their shit up.
Or you just want to be in everybody else's business. But
that too.
Is your home okay?
No.
Is your grass watered?
No.
And plant it well.
It's green. Afro turf over cement, and it's dry.
We just want y'all to be better. So stop telling everybody to get married. Anyway.
But you make a good point, though.
Yeah.
I think as millennials, we just don't settle at all. We just don't settle at all, right? Did you hear about Andrew Luck?
No.
Who? Quarterback for the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
So he retired at age 29.
Oh, this is the one that He was only in 4 years.
He got rib issues. That man has a whole bunch of injuries, like bad injuries. And he's about to have his first kid, I believe, his wife, or he already has one. And like, he was like, yeah, nah, I'm going to retire. I'm going to do what's best for me right now. And like, there were some reporters that like went off and was like, quitting because rehab is really hard is the most millennial thing that I've ever seen.
People are stupid.
It was really stupid to me, but like, but I get the difference in vision. Like, cause back then they was like, this is what I got. So this is what I'm gonna do.
You work yourself till you dead.
The way we are, it's like, I don't have to do this shit. So I'm not gonna continue doing it. He's already a millionaire.
But you know, the thing that's really messed up is I feel like millennials, and I don't think this is necessarily relevant to what you're saying completely, but I feel like millennials get treated like, oh, you're pain tolerance is so low and all this stuff. But then you grow up and you talk to your grandparents and your mom and your aunts. It's just like, I was miserable in my 20s and I just did it because that's what you did. And so what?
Like, you think you would look back and be like, ooh, I'm glad y'all are doing it this way if this is what makes you feel better. Not necessarily, ooh, you weaker than me.
Because I did it. But you have high blood pressure and you're like
dying.
You are exhausted. And on top of that, this job and these things you've been so loyal to.
They ain't necessarily set our family up, you know, to
you
be successful.
Poor. I don't understand. Yeah.
Good point.
I don't understand. What is proving that you can, just so you can, done for you for real, you know? Mm-hmm. So, and back to that, no one's willing to do that in marriage anymore. And I agree. Like, don't just be getting married to get married. But also, if you're with somebody who wants to be married and y'all are taking these steps or doing these marriage-like things, I feel like buying houses, having kids, I think it needs to be very clear. People are just doing this and not getting married. That's fine. But if one person really wants to and the other one doesn't, there needs to be a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like. Not shaming anyone, but like, you need to talk.
I think somebody. You should be on one accord in that, only because I take marriage really seriously.
Yeah.
Like, this is serious. I am pointing back and forth to me and Randy. It's the biggest thing that I've done.
Yeah.
Right? And that's not saying anything because I'm doing it for every day for the rest of my life. So it will continue to be the biggest thing that I do.
Right.
Because of this marriage, I have a child now who I have to like bring up in this world.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole bunch of other things attached to it. It's just, this is really big.
Yeah.
I have to treat it like that. And I got to be locked in with you daily.
All the time.
All the time. Every second of every minute. Of every hour of every day.
Yeah.
And I love you. What was this thing?
I don't know what you were saying. That you're tired of being married?
Not even. I like being married.
Do you?
To you.
Oh.
Shit.
Root Insurance is all about you and how you drive. In fact, that's the number one factor we use to give you a better price, which puts you in control. Just download the Root app, hit the road, and we'll take care of the rest. The app measures your driving behavior and gives you a custom rate based primarily on your driving. The better you drive, the better your rate. It's car insurance made for you. Visit joinroot.com today to get started. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.
You're so stupid.
Do you? I don't know. I be hearing wild shit out here.
Yeah, it's hard out here.
Yeah, y'all hold your heads. And we're back.
Don't say that, Mike. Stop saying.
It's cute. No, let's just leave it.
Okay.
My second reason is money.
Okay.
And your livelihood. And intertwining that with somebody else, it's difficult to find someone and y'all are like-minded enough to be like, yeah, this is worth like doing for a lifetime. At our age now, we're starting to understand how important it is to start building something for yourself.
Right.
And making sure that you have your stuff together as a person before going in with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that was the case before us and generations before us. Like, we still kind of, me and you have that mindset. It's like a mix of the two.
Okay.
Right? Like, get yourselves together, then get together and get ourselves together at the same time. Like, we're willing to do that. But some people are like, nah, I want to be able to bring more into it before I start.
Right.
Like, I had somebody who was in the coding class with me. And he was dating a girl for a very long time. They have a son together.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you know, he's just waiting for the right moment to propose. Mm-hmm. Like, he wanted to actually be able to like present something to her, have a career where he makes enough for us to have a home, for them to be, you know, straight in a different way. Like, they got the kid.
Right.
They have a good relationship. It's just not lined up to where he'd be like, oh, I want to marry you right now. And some people look at that like, but y'all already got a kid, just do it. And I think that way of thinking is not a healthy way of doing it, because if you're not ready to be married, then you're not ready to be married.
Right.
And so I think like finances and your life matching with another person matters. My sister got married, Jill,
mm-hmm.
and they like travel.
They do.
And I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, because you know they had to talk about the shit before.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, they're both into traveling.
Yeah.
And when we're in the space to do more of that, obviously, I want to have you in every country half naked on the beach somewhere. Like, that's like my
dream.
And we're working on that.
Yeah.
And you share that with me.
Yeah.
But if you were like a homebody and you never wanted to leave Atlanta, because those people exist, that would be like
a problem.
Yeah.
So finding someone to match what you want in your life is what you're saying is why people don't get married.
I think it's money and the way your life is set up.
It's hard.
Yes.
It's hard. And why are we doing hard things for no reason?
To get into heaven. Well, I'm doing it because I signed that contract. And we got some renegotiating.
No, why you laughing? Listen.
What would be if, all right, hypothetically, if this marriage was a contract, what is one term that you would want to renegotiate if you could right now? Be like, look, I signed up for this, but I don't know if I want to do this part needs to change in order for me to continue. Like, just like first thing that comes to mind, like, I would probably change this with this work relationship.
Honestly, nothing.
You look like you have something in mind.
Nothing. I'm literally thinking, and I can't think of a single thing that I would change that would impact something else that I like. You know,
it's okay. We can just act like it has no other repercussions.
Or even, honestly, Mike, or maybe help me out. What are you thinking?
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess I'd be like, look, I ain't signed up for silent treatments.
I do not.
That's
do
what I'm saying.
That,
like,
I'm
trying to think.
You have something
that's
real.
You do be giving me the silent treatment.
Like,
you sometimes.
Don't give me the silent you treatment.
Do. You,
that's
you be
emotionally.
Like, not
or, Mike, when I don't speak, tell me true. So when don't I speak to you? When you speak to me, when don't I speak?
When you shut down for a second.
For what?
If you irritated with me or angry at me before we start back talking to you.
And are you speaking to me while I'm giving you the silent treatment?
Yes.
I don't believe you. Mikey, I have never given you the silent treatment.
Not long. It just happens.
Mikey,
it'd be moments.
Me pausing in the middle of you talking.
That's not what I'm saying.
It's not the silent treatment. I need receipts, sir.
I ain't got none today. That's the thing. Like, that's an example of what it would look like.
You don't have one.
I can come up with one after you come up with one.
Okay.
We both need time. We're going to pause it.
No.
Okay.
Do you want me to, for real?
No, you don't have to. I'm just saying, like, renegotiating terms would be cool.
But what are the, like, so maybe I don't have to say what you sickness and health. How about I come back when you get your job? Okay?
Yeah, like shit like that. Like, that would be, terrible.
I'm going to go stay with my mama. And when you figure it out,
because I ain't signed up for this shit. Yes, basically. That's what I'm saying.
I ain't signed up to sit here and wait with you. So
when you. We're supposed to be together in the back cave.
So when you done.
Uh-huh.
Know where to find me. Come get me and I will move back in.
That's what I'm talking about.
Is that
about.
What you mean? Yes, okay. I wouldn't do that to you.
That's funny.
I wouldn't. That's awful. That's awful. How about you? Now that I've given you one.
I don't know.
The book?
What you mean?
I don't know. You ain't sit here for me to be a starving artist. Come get me when you find an agent, Randy.
I'll take that. I'll be like, you know, I'm going to renegotiate the whole structure of this family.
What?
But like, you know what? It's my time to stay at home with our daughter and breastfeed.
But
you know how, in a perfect world, shit, I'd be home.
You would.
And I'd have a couple businesses and some stuff that I do, like, on the side that still, like, brings in money. But I would be home with my child.
You say that.
And you could come home to me. Like, that's ideal.
Mm.
Like, I would like that.
Would you?
I would. So, I'd renegotiate. I'd be like, look, I'm moving in with your mother.
While you figure it out.
I'm taking our daughter. While you figure it out and get it together. And when you finish, you come get me.
Because I'm going to be at
But
home.
Still, yeah. In between, I need head and sex on.
Ooh, you're all insane. Engagement.
And you have to come to me.
Why did y'all get married? And why aren't you married? And if you're comfortable with answering both of these questions, send us an email or shoot us a voicemail.
Because we would like to share.
Yeah. And just chuckle and find out what are other people doing.
Because we had a really nice time chuckling at Ryan and Delisha.
Y'all
that
funny.
Nigga really lied about being a virgin.
Maybe he didn't. Maybe he just, you know.
Delisha, let us know.
Maybe
now
it's like Podrick
from Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you just got it.
Randy, Podrick was around lords and all them people forever. He's seen some stuff.
You can see stuff and not have done
He probably
stuff.
Made a mental note like, ooh, okay, don't come first.
Mikey,
you know, stuff like that. You don't know.
About this and the Black Millennial Marriage Patreon, y'all.
What about Patreon? Wait, hold up. So now we're moving on to our next part.
The Black Millennial Marriage Patreon features additional content like my blog post about being a wife, mom, woman, and writer, Mikey's Daddy Journals, additional mini and bonus episodes,
mm-hmm.
early access to what's going on with our family, unedited episodes, exclusive pictures, production notes, and more. If this sounds like something you might be into, you can join for as little as $3 a month. Check us out at patreon.com/blackmillennialmarriage. So y'all, Patreon again is just where we put extra content for people who are truly invested and just mm-hmm. want to hear more and know more about what's going on with us. And
for instance, my mixtape, yeah. I believe one of my most recent ones is Why I Love Rock. I just did a playlist of about 40 something songs, like rock songs from like my childhood, early 90s, 80s. It's like old stuff on there that was just really important to me. Or like made a lasting impression. And I was really happy making that. And it might be something that, you know, sends you into a nostalgic space. Things like that. Daddy journals, Randy's post.
I just said
that. Always inspiring. I was just being specific.
Oh, okay.
Your posts are always inspiring.
Thank you.
I want more people to see them.
It's okay if y'all don't. I mean, I know that.
I'm saying me.
I know.
It would be nice.
It's a slow and steady crawl. We looking for longevity.
We are.
We don't want no quickies over here.
Well.
I mean, sometimes. But in terms of this, we would like some longevity. If this sounds like something you might be into, y'all can join for as little as $3 a month. And if you can't commit to a monthly membership again, and you just don't got it like that, mm-hmm. but would still love to help us, you can always rate us 5 stars only.
Yep.
Share us with all of your people and send us Amazon gift cards at blackmillmarriage@gmail.com. That's BLACKMILMAR at gmail.com.
That was great.
Thanks. Fight or flight.
Today's flight or flight is going to be a little lighthearted. It was something that came to mind, and I don't know, maybe it'll get deeper than it's supposed to.
Oh, no.
So, Randy and I have our indie episodes.
Yes.
And talking about our indie episodes, we were looking for new music, like the transition music you just heard leading into this Final Fight.
You're so dumb.
No, I think it's, and it's nice that we were like trying new things over our break, and we're talking about, like, I felt closer to you over our break.
Me too.
And it was just really nice. I don't like when we're not on the same page sometimes, and it's over something small.
Okay.
Because when it is, it feels like, it'd be like, damn, why couldn't we just be straight? You know, that's been one of my biggest fights for like life. But that's just not how life works. Shit ain't just always be straight.
Or human.
Sometimes you just have to like straighten it out.
Mm-hmm.
But, I had a feeling when we were listening to music that you wanted a different song.
Okay.
I had a feeling, than the one I wanted. My song for my episode was a little bit more
upbeat,
high tempo-y, and yours was more chill. And while we, you know, I like both of them, I was like, all right, we both decided on this song. Cool. We're just going to move forward. And
yeah,
that'd be it. Then you later came back and he was like, yeah, I think I'm going to do this one instead. And I was just feeling away. And maybe this is more of an internal fight that you could like help me with. But I was just like, I don't know how to really deal with, like, this will be a different version of Fight or Flight. How to deal with when we're not on the same page. Like something like that is like minor.
Mm-hmm.
But I fight with myself with this. Like, why are you like, even if it's just a moment, we'd be like, oh, well, damn, why couldn't we just be straight? Like, it's because you can't.
Well, I have two questions.
What's up?
Well, no, I have a question and like a statement.
Okay.
Question is, why did that bother you?
I don't know.
I'm not sure that it's clear for me that it bothered you.
All right, because we're doing two separate things. It makes sense if you want something separate. And when we talked about it at the time, we was like, okay, well, no. But we both liked the songs. So we were just going to do it. So at that point, we had agreed. It was like, we're just both going to do the same thing. But then you later decide, no, I want to try something different. And I think that was the part that bothered me. It was like, but we was both just on the same page. Now we're not. Now it's just, eh.
Okay. Okay. So my statement is, one, when we chose the original song, I really did like the song, Mike. And so, like, that's why I really want to stress to you. I really did.
Mm-hmm. I believe
which is why we agreed on it.
Yes.
However, you know my mind. I'm always going. I'm always thinking. The reason that I started looking for other songs, and not just for me separately, but for another new song for both of us, is because that second song we chose, or that first song we chose to go with our indie episodes, has Belief in it. Which is what I told you.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm just trying to give him a little break. We sound a little thirsty. I didn't realize he was in the group that we chose.
Yeah.
We thought it was something else. And I'm looking at the picture and I'm like, does that hat say Belief in Fatherhood? We on this nigga nuts. Like, I was like, we need to step back. So I was like, let's find a new song. Let's try to like keep the same mood. I even told you, I went into the categories. I looked up the same mood as a song to see if we could find another version.
And now we have two different songs from two separate artists.
So that's why I was, it had nothing to do with not being on the same page or lying by omission about not liking the song. I was fine. But then
I don't think that you're lying. And I don't think that, like, but I understand changing your mind.
Right. But it seems like you don't. I'm just telling you that it seems like you don't, because you said that you felt the way, like, oh, you're on the same
like
page.
Even knowing that, it's just a feel. I'm asking for help with that feeling. Like, okay. Do you ever feel that way? Be like, well, we were on the same page. Now we're not, like.
No. And I think why I don't is because of a few reasons.
Okay.
But honestly, I'm trying to think, is it really a few reasons or is it just one big one? I think that I don't get that way about us is because I know that we are different. Like, not saying that you don't,
but I
also feel like you also have an attachment to like, to us being on the same page. And I think what it has a lot to do with a lot of the movies that you love. I'm not even being funny. A lot of the shows that you're into. Because you didn't have the family that you like wanted in like the whole sense of the word, including
where we all on the same page.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Yeah.
And a father figure,
mm-hmm.
you turn to movies and TV shows to emulate so that when you started your own family, you could be like these good dads that you see and these good husbands that you see. And I feel like a lot of the times you bring that over into our marriage and our relationship, even before we got married, our relationship. Like, for instance, wanting to wake up and have morning sex. Can you brush your teeth first? But you remember what you say to me?
No, whatever.
Babe, but in the movies, they just roll over. Nigga, it's scripted. This is not a movie, which I have said on this podcast.
You have.
And so I feel like you get caught up in like what your expectations. When you don't do that
an idea
often.
Or something, yeah.
You don't do that as often as I do.
I don't.
Which is why it's always weird when you do.
I know, because I'd be like, I'm there.
But babe.
Yes.
to your original point, mm-hmm. when you said I knew you wanted a different song, that's not true. It's not true.
Oh, I love that song. I was like, I had a feeling when we had like when we so we decided not to do a song that featured him, and we had settled on a song that I'm using.
No, that is a song that features him. He's in the group. You don't be listening to me.
He's not on that song. He's not on that song.
Yes, he is.
Where? I ain't made it to the end then. Alright, so here's the part that I'm highlighting. It ain't his voice.
Mikey.
Alright.
But what I'm saying is that's his group, which is fine. It's a great song, which is why we chose it. But I'm like, wait, we have a preference. Obviously, we
I get it.
Like, we have a preference of style.
Well, there's music that I would like to use, but for obvious reasons.
We can't because of licensing processes, and you know we ain't got no money, so we gotta go with what we got.
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying. I feel like okay.
We're all over the place, but the point that I was making is because you don't have that, because that's not how you're wired, but I'm wired to wanting to be on the same page. And then once we get there, settling there and being like, cool.
And I'm wired to be like, okay, it was great. We're on the same page, but we can change our minds.
And I'm like that too.
No, you're not.
Until when it's the last second. At the last second,
maybe
I ain't trying to change.
The last
By the
second.
Last second, I mean like, we about to start editing tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
But we hadn't. We hadn't even recorded
yet. This was 2 days ago. You were like, I don't do it.
But we haven't recorded. At that point, we hadn't recorded anything. There was nothing set in stone.
But now, you start like, it was.
But I'm using the song I told you. There's nothing that has changed.
I know. But I'm saying like, when it starts to be affected at the last minute, it starts to like, it throws me a little bit.
But babe, I don't think this last minute. When we hadn't recorded, we hadn't done anything. Like, I don't consider that last minute. If we had already had the song in a thing and we had already recorded both our episodes.
Yes, I hear what you're saying.
Then I'm like, okay, Randy, it is what it is. But by
that's not what I mean by last minute. I mean, like, right before we're about to start. Not once something is done and then being like, oh, well, I want to go back and change. I'm
so
saying,
your
like,
your fight is what, babe?
I just want, like, help. I'm curious as to, like, how you
What exactly
how
do you want
deal.
Help with? I'm serious. I want to be clear.
Being okay with moving forward, even if we're not always on the same page the entire time, I guess.
What does help look like to you?
It's a good question.
Because I honestly didn't think it was a thing, but obviously it is, so no, I would like to fix it.
What do you mean?
Like, I didn't think this would be a fight.
No, well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
fine.
It's not like a fight. Sorry, that's what I said when I started. It's like an internal thing. Because I'm not upset with you. I'm just like, and then I was like, man, why she didn't just want to like stick with this and we just do this one? But then it's like, well, she didn't have to because, you know, we talked about this. It made sense.
And I actually like the song.
I know. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I get to that point, but I'm still like, man, it would have been cool if we was like on the same page. But I like that we're doing something different. Why can't I just be cool? That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just, it's a me thing. It's not you that I'm like fighting with.
I mean, I guess the thing that's also confusing is that when I express to you everything that I just said on here, and that I couldn't get the song out of my head. You were like, you know, babe, it's okay. We can both have individual songs. And you had affirmed that it was right.
Because then I come to my conclusion. I'm like, all right, no, I get it. And cool. And when I say that, it really is cool. My thing, what I'm asking you about, is before I get to the cool moment. I'm not saying that I have a problem with it now. I'm saying that my issue is my initial response. I feel like one day I'm going to say something at the wrong time or whatever. And it'll be like damaging or it'll come off as mean. And I don't want my initial response to be like,
well, babe.
That's
part
what I'm
of
saying.
Being married. If your initial
That's
response fair. Is mean and it's confusing, and then we just have to deal with it. And yeah, you may get some attitude. We probably definitely get some attitude.
I always
but
get
like,
some attitude.
We always reconcile unless you're saying some crazy shit.
That's true.
And then I gotta kill you.
The thing is, like, I don't want to clash with you,
babe,
and have to reconcile.
But that's what that is marriage.
But
what
that's
are you,
not what,
we,
they do in the movie.
But that's not a movie. You've got to let it go.
Okay.
Babe, movies, I'm serious.
Okay.
It's scripted.
I know.
It is written and they rehearse for years.
And I like it.
For a reason.
And it's beautiful.
And we do not have a scripted marriage or podcast. So
Fresh
what
Prince
are you doing?
It's a good point.
What are you doing?
I am going to actively work on
your need for a script, which
yes.
is so ironic
I
because
know.
You are not like
I am
this,
not. I really
but
am
you
not.
Are in your relationship.
Yeah, it's weird.
Babe, it's okay. But I feel like our marriage is better than your shows.
That's
better
a good
than your
point.
Movies. It's okay. It's okay.
You're right. I'm no longer afraid of losing you.
And you,
so,
I feel
like
there's this
think,
underlying thing that has always been the case since we reconciled 5 years ago, six, I don't even know, a long ass time ago. And it's like you're always, you're like on edge, which honestly kind of hurts my feelings because I'm like, haven't I earned your trust?
You
like, look at me.
Okay.
I have this baby.
Brandy.
I for you
okay.
and this family.
This is an interesting
I'm
fight.
Just
I'm like,
saying.
I didn't think it was going to go here, but I'm really glad we had this conversation.
I'm just saying.
You're right.
I feel like you're always waiting for me. Babe, just because I disagree with you or change my mind does not mean I'm leaving you.
Okay. You're right. My biggest takeaway, or the point that I'm making, I hear you. And you're right. And I will work on that. So I'm going to fly. If that was even like the case here.
It's not but your fight. I have to fly or fight.
So are you, so you fought me you won.
I'm going to hug
you. I will take it. You don't have to hug me until we finish.
I'm going to hug you now.
The reason.
You stay on the mic.
I will stay on the mic. And I'm going to talk while this happens because I appreciate you. Thank you, baby. Okay. I thank you. I appreciate it. I love you. A part of the reason why this came up, at least in my mind, is because I get hit with stuff at random times. We were listening to How Married Are You podcast, and they were talking about how you like, you move on one accord, you don't have to agree to
align or something like that.
Yes, something like, I forget.
It was like alignment does not equal agreement.
Yes, basically. Like, we have to be aligned, but we don't always have to agree. That was the point.
Yes.
And more often than not, we don't always agree immediately, but I want us to both align and agree. I don't want us to just be like all the time.
And I know that's not fair. It's not.
It's not.
It's not.
It's not.
And it's not fair.
And you don't always expect me to
do shit that I want you to do. I don't.
But I do.
Not all the time. And not without fight. There's a few books that you done started, but ain't finished.
Baby, that's not, I'm talking
it's
about.
It's the same.
Okay. Same thing.
Thing.
Got you. Let's agree to. to align.
What do you mean? Is that not what you meant?
No, it's more so, it's bigger clashes, usually some communication
always struggle communication.
But I don't know, I want us to, I just always want to feel like we're aligned, and sometimes I don't feel like we're aligned when we don't agree,
and that's okay,
is all it is.
But I am aligned with you, even though I want a different song.
I agree. I think you are.
Bless you.
This was a good talk.
Was it?
You don't think so?
I do. It was very unexpected. It was not lighthearted like you stated.
Because it wasn't supposed to be. It wasn't supposed to be deep. But yeah.
PDA. Wait, babe, was that done?
Yeah.
Okay, PDA. Are you okay?
I am. PDA? I'm just, we don't get enough time together.
So we do.
Like, this break has given us the space to be like, to see each other again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I do.
So we're talking differently than when it was when. And all we had together was the time to record.
Right.
So it's just, we have to have
things are just coming up.
We have to have some
like
conversations again. Or okay. Some old conversations in a new way. Just because we hadn't, it's been a while.
That's fair.
And I think that's just the part of
marriage. Which is reason number 59,000 million why people don't get married.
Mm-hmm. Don't sign a contract.
No, that's fair. I agree. There are things that are coming out that we haven't had time to like really look at and focus on because it's just been the grind. You know? I get it. Are you okay?
I am.
You don't look okay.
I love you. That's all.
I love
just
you.
Just want to be aligned.
I'm not going to leave you.
And I want to be
alignment does not mean I'm not going to leave you.
Okay.
You can never disappoint me.
Okay.
Even when you do, you don't.
You see what the fuck I'm
Baby, I love
no,
you.
No, you're not playing.
I'm not, but I love you.
I love you too.
I'm not going to leave you, babe. You got to trust me.
I do trust you.
You got to really trust me.
I do trust you.
Don't blink for that. Real. Don't. No, huh? You don't. It's okay.
I do.
Babe, it's okay that trust is like a process.
Randy. And well, just like I said, it's a constant renegotiation. The trust is constantly being renegotiated too. It's just like it's not that I don't trust you. It's just like,
I guess I'm a little, maybe we can talk about this off the mic because it's been going for a minute, but like, why you still have this fear? You've always had this fear.
It might be something I gotta do in therapy. I don't know.
It may.
Because I don't feel like it.
You don't feel like
I don't believe it. I don't believe you leave me.
So why do you fear that?
I don't know.
Do you not think that
I don't believe a plane gonna run into us, but like,
babe, I told you what I told you years ago. You deserve me. You are worthy.
I do. I am. So I worked hard.
You did. So.
But what if you leave me?
I can't do this with you.
That's it ain't real.
I get it. No, I mean, I get it.
That's all.
PDA.
You first.
Me first. Oh, I actually.
Oh, you have something written down.
Yeah, it's old. It happened while we were on break.
Okay.
And so, but I wanted to like publicly thank you on the mic because.
I like when you say mic.
Why?
I don't know. You just have a really sexy voice.
So.
Uh-huh.
Of last month.
Okay.
Last month, it's August still, but last month.
July.
End of July, right when we took our break.
Okay.
You went with me down to the Department of Family and Children's Services.
Yes. Fun time.
Yeah. So.
Jesus Christ.
Drew was on Medicaid. Peach Care, You know, ain't no shame. We pay taxes. Listen, it's great for these babies. And we went down there to try to get some daycare assistance while we wait for the season to end, mm-hmm. you know? And usually I do these trips by myself. So, and they're not fun to do.
No, nobody likes standing in offices for
long
one.
Lines. It's just, yeah. You know, crazy people. I'm always making sure I'm kind to whoever I'm talking to because that matters and because I want to be kind. And just because I know that they done seen a whole slew of people.
And there's always that one person that smells like cigarettes.
And it's awful. And, but mm-hmm. this time, and sometimes I've had to take Drew with me. It's just a process, the bureaucracy of like trying to get aid and resources for your family. It's a lot. It can be demeaning. It's just a lot. And that yeah. day was one of those days I was like, I can't do it today. But we had to do it today. Like, we actually parked.
We done drove all the way to this building.
And I was like, maybe we
in the parking lot.
Like, I don't think I want to go in.
The longer we sit in this car, the more fucking people keep walking right. through the door.
And I was like, yeah, no, I don't. Mm-hmm. But we decided to do it because I'm a mom. Sometimes you just got to mama up because that's what you do, you know? And so we went in. But you were there, Mike, and you've never gone with me before. Mm-mm. It's usually me or just me and Drew, and that's a process. And if I don't go with Drew, I have to, like, time it around breastfeeding and pumping because y'all know you got, like, a 3-4 hour time stamp before you got to pump or breastfeed. And so it was just nice to have you there, and I really appreciate you. You know, you held Drew the whole time.
Whole time. Yeah, I was like, I'll just keep her out of your hands.
You provided, like, comedic relief. And
the entire time. I like laughing in lines.
It was just nice. I really appreciate you for riding down there with me and standing in line with me. I know it seems small, but it really is not, at least for me.
Oh, I hear you.
After having to do it for so many times by myself, it was really nice to have some company, you know?
Yeah. Hey.
So thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
All right, you're a PDA.
Also, just a bonus to that, I had some of my best material, like as far as jokes, whenever I was standing in line at like Six Flags rides, because we're going to be here forever. So we about to all laugh together until we finally make it to the front. Mm-hmm. That's also what I use to like jump girls. Good times.
Jump?
Like jump the line and get in front of girls.
Why?
I make them laugh if they was like two rows ahead of me. Come over here. I guess I am.
Mikey.
Let's ride the Georgia Scorcher together.
I can't stand you. But you gotta do what you gotta do.
Got to do what you got to do. I shamelessly flirted with some old ladies by
You
Batman
always run with old ladies.
It's fine.
Y'all, it's like a thing. It's like, do what you gotta do. Hey, we need some coupons. I give you permission to go ahead and make that later day.
Well, mine was over our break, too.
Okay.
So, somehow, God aligned it to where we could spend some time together.
Yeah.
You have been making a very conscious effort to be like, hey, if you're like running an errand or something, I'll go with you.
Yeah.
A bulk of my... Not a bulk, a portion, that's a smaller, a portion of some of the shame that I be feeling is that you already do so many things. So I try to like take things off your hands so that you can just go be.
Okay.
And you can like lay down or something. Your birthday had passed and we had to get your emissions done.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I'm going to just take your car, get your emissions, take it, go pay for your registration and then come home and then hang with you for a minute before I got to go drive again.
Right.
But like... You were like, nah, I'll go. We ended up getting Chick-fil-A. Like, yeah. We got the emissions done.
We ain't have it, but we got it.
Shit.
Because we really so hungry.
That total came out to, what, $11.63? It had $11.40-something.
But with the cash app, 10%.
But the cash app bonus thing, the boost thing.
Knocked it down to 10-something. You know, 10.80.
God, it's good.
Yeah, all the time.
And so we rode around together, and I know I was, like, bugging you.
Yeah, you were.
And in a good way, too, because I know that you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Partially.
Yeah.
Because we were just laughing the whole time and making fun of people at the admissions place.
You were making fun of people.
I was. But it was funny because a Jeep was there.
Mikey! It was...
Call back to the last episode. And we just, I don't know, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed spending that time with you. You was like, we just rode around together.
Yeah.
And we talked. And I was like, oh shit, I hang with you.
Yeah.
That's how this started.
We hung out.
And you're still cool. And I was like, oh, this was really nice. So it was nice to spend that time with you. So thank you for like, cause I mean, you could have just laid down. That's what I wanted you to do. Right. But you were just like, no, I want to spend some time with you. Like you want to spend time with me. So you yelled at me and we drove off together.
Yeah, we did. It was nice. I told you ever since my therapist was like, you need to focus on quality instead of quantity.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have, I'm happy that you noticed that I've been trying to make a conscious effort to spend time with you because I do want to. I know that part of that is like evidence. You need proof of this. And so instead of you running these errands by yourself, I don't mind going with you. Like how we used to. We used to do this stuff together.
We did.
And then life happened.
It did.
But yeah. All right, y'all. Thank you again for listening. That is the episode.
As always, y'all, be blessed.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
Peace. If you dig in what I'm saying, we could go deeper. I dig it, I dig it, dig it, I dig it.
You dig it. I dig it, I dig it, dig it, I dig it. You dig it, I dug it. We're good, so yo, I hope you love it. I love it. I got no upper, but none above it. I focus on what the funk is. Don't know what's so fierce. I'm sipping talented.
Root Insurance puts you in control. Root is a new type of car insurance that uses the sensors in your smartphone to look deeper than other insurers. Here's how it works. Download the Root app, hit the road, and we'll take care of the rest. The app measures your driving behavior, like turning and braking, and gives you a custom rate based primarily on your driving. The better you drive, the better your rate, meaning good drivers could save hundreds. Visit joinroot.com today to get started. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.